So can we just applaud Deacon Coy? That was impressive. That was impressive. Say that three times fast and see how you do. This is the Jesse tree. This is the heritage of our Lord according to his humanity. And we could talk about a few things. Just keep in mind that the first reading, again, this is God the Father, and who the Father, like Scott Hahn says, who keeps his promises. And the promise was made to Adam, and by the way, Luke's genealogy actually goes all the way back to Adam. But Matthew starts with Abraham, God's promise to Abraham being passed on. And we read it in the first reading, how Jacob passes on that promise to Judah. Ironically, we can speculate why it wasn't Joseph, the technicolored coat person, but it was Judah. And Judah received the promise. And it says, the scepter shall never depart from Judah, the kingship, the heir of all of God's promises, will stay in that line. And so Matthew, sure enough, takes it up and traces that line from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob to Judah, and then down all the way from generation to generation in as much detail as Matthew can get. And it's beautiful because you catch every now and then a name that's famous from the Old Testament, including Rahab, who, if I'm not mistaken, was the harlot who may have helped the Israelites in the Promised Land, as she was promised greatness. But certainly Ruth, and I'm trying to remember what else. Ruth was the pagan woman, young woman, who was so faithful to her Jewish mother-in-law that much was promised to her as well. And so sure enough, she's the mother of, or the grandmother of Jesse, or the mother of Jesse, who's the father of David. And so on and on and on. And it's really important for us to keep in mind that the Savior of the world, God come among us, was human and divine. Contrary to any idea that he was some sort of apparition of divinity in human form, but wasn't really human, like Matthew's determined, no, not only was he human, he had parents, he had grandparents, he had great-grandparents, like we can trace his human line all the way back. He was very human. If God had won the victory without taking upon himself our humanity, we would have been out of the playing field. Pope Saint Leo made that argument that only by taking upon himself our humanity, only by really becoming one of us, does the victory then apply to us. If our Lord had fought the battle outside of us, we would not have been able to partake of it. We can speculate, but early on that was a real argument in favor of our Lord being truly human and divine. Because really within 200 years, there was a contrary opinion, a heresy, that no, he was just one or just the other. And back and forth through the ages. And Matthew, from the very beginning, is determined to show, no, he was God and man. We'll see more about that tomorrow, perhaps, but I was floored to think about that. Like, imagine this idea that Jesus, this false idea that maybe Jesus was just divine, or just, you know, what, one way or the other, or just human. He was just this great wise man who won salvation for us. God chose him as a great prophet to win salvation. If that were the case, I was just kind of struck how determined Matthew is to say, no, from the very beginning. So notice a little pattern here. So-and-so becomes the father of so-and-so, so-and-so becomes the father of so-and-so, so-and-so father of so-and-so, father of so-and-so, father of so-and-so, father of so-and-so. Jacob becomes the father of Joseph, and now watch the switch, the husband of Mary, of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Because why? Who's the father? Right, God the Holy Spirit, not God the Father, not Joseph. So Matthew, from day one, from book one, verse whatever, 17, is determined to show us that no, he was the Son of God, made man, who took flesh up to himself. But any later argument had nothing to stand on, because those who told the story only told it one way. So we ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten our mind, especially in gratitude. Remember, this is Christmas. We are grateful to our Lord who so humbled himself. Like we say in the prayer when the deacon's mixing the water and the wine. By this mystery of this water and wine, may we come therefore, to share in the divinity of Christ because he humbled himself first to share in our humanity. Amen? Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.